Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. We're the Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, are you? Then visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. Chris Russell's coming up at 7:20. We'll talk Redskins with him. And Tim Bontemps, we'll talk some hoops with him, NBA writer for ESPN.com. He's going to join the show at 9 a.m. this morning.
Fellas, I want to thank the good people at Van Meter Homes, Regis and Clinton and my buddy Brian Davidson. They had some guy, Clinton, actually come out and power wash the screen and porch and patio on Friday.
Nice.
And it just looks fantastic.
Does it look silly?
Oh, it looks so good. And so we rearranged the furniture out there. It just looks really nice, and I'm glad I got it out of the way. I hate doing it myself. Teresa and I did it 2 years ago. It's such a pain in the butt to do it yourself. I mean, it just takes all day. And you don't even do a great job. This guy is a professional, and he was awesome. And I got to thank Regis again. Regis actually set it all up, but I'm glad it's done.
I got to get
glad
him
it's
out.
Completely. Yeah, he said many times he'll come out there and take care of you.
Right.
If you have any needs, doesn't even have to be power washing.
I just have a little bit. I mean, I can almost scrub it by hand now. Some stuff on the siding.
Right.
But a power wash should probably do it, but somebody said you got to scrub it first, and I don't know. It require getting on a ladder. I don't love getting on ladders.
Yeah, ladders are way overrated.
Yeah.
Fraught with danger and peril at every turn.
I have the crop people coming out because they're doing a couple lighting things for me. They're moving something around electrically for me. Hot tub being delivered today, Cakes.
Wow, that's good. A big one.
That's a vacancy of our friends at Offenbacher's.
So
that is a
so delivered and
event.
Installed and everything today.
No.
Oh, okay.
They're delivering the hot tub today. Because of like weather and everything, they may not actually start the work on. I need to have a certain type of electrical outlet near it.
Do you have a side fence?
Thursday.
Like you have a fence, obviously. They're going to come through. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, how else would you get a hot tub like in your backyard? Like you can't.
What do you mean?
Like they're gigantic, aren't they? Like how else would you get? Like you can't like move it through your house.
Oh no.
No, it's got to go through your backyard.
Yeah, I mean they're professional installers. They know how to do it. But I mean, I think the thing is like 10 tons or something. I mean, it is massive.
Sure.
It's like it looks like two pianos or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited about that. Crop's been unbelievable.
So what time is that delivery?
I don't even know the answer to that. I think I got nothing on this. I just said
what
combine
does it matter?
Any time.
Doesn't matter when the
I'm not going
is.
Anywhere.
Somebody's going to be home.
I mean, I might be on a walk or something, but other than that, I'll be home. So they'll be by sometime today. And it looks like the fire pit show will probably happen sometime next week. We just have to get the weather straight because, you know, right. I don't want to do it on a day where it might potentially rain.
It's beautiful today.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice tomorrow, too.
I actually sent a direct message over to Dougie, and I said, hey, talk to Damon or some of the powers that be over there. Maybe we get Mitch or one of the guys. They can shoot it for me. Because I could shoot it myself, obviously. Just, throw up a camera in my my laptop, but it'd be, why not just get a guy out there?
Get a camera out there?
You want it professionally done.
It'll look better. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know if NBC Sports Washington's allowing anybody to.
What are the chances that's going to happen?
The producers are shrugging. Yeah, what? People are slapping their knees.
Well, it would just look better. It would just look better.
Trabby, what are the chances?
I asked Doug.
0 point. You can ask.
Less than zero?
Less than zero.
Why? Rick, why is that a preposterous
ask? You
think
they're going to pay to send Mitch to your house to shoot?
Well, don't they pay him anyway?
For what right now?
Well, exactly. I mean, if guys are being paid anyway.
I don't think they're not doing
it. Well, I'm not asking them to go out of pocket, but, I mean, if there are guys that are on the payroll and they're just sitting around, bring them out to the house. He could shoot it for me.
Oh, you're so fearful about having people in the house, and then you're going to
They're not in the house. It'd be in the backyard. They're not going to be in the house. It'd be all outside. I don't think it's an outrageous request.
I'll send my neighbor over there to take pictures of you and report you.
Matt and Macho, is that an outrageous ask?
How
yes
is that,
or no?
Hold on. How is that an outrageous ask? I'm just trying to do a professional quality shot for the television show that I work
but
for.
But why are you're more concerned with your fire pit show than you are with the real show?
That's not true.
No, that is 100% true.
Are you insane? Look at all the effort I put into this shot. Are you insane? You have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, now you're getting defensive.
Yeah, now he's getting the face.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me?
I'm talking about the radio show.
What about the radio show?
Yeah, what about it?
What's the question?
I want your passion for the radio show, the same passion you have to show off your fireplace.
The passion's going to be there. It's not a fireplace, you idiot. The passion is going to be there. You want to document it. You listen. All I'm telling you is that it would look better if someone professionally shot it. But that's fine. I'll do it myself. You guys act like that's preposterous.
What's Dee up to? I know you got 100 Nikon cameras out
she
there.
She could be the cameraman,
no,
the camera
that.
Woman.
It's just that they're professional. They know where it would look better. You know, they just know how to – I don't know how to light video that great. Especially outdoors. Those guys do remotes all the time.
We've done 60 straight shows from your dingy basement, and all of a sudden we're going to bring out a professional,
now. It's dingy.
Professional crew for perfect lighting?
No, it's just to make it look good. That's also, by the way, I'm satisfying two sponsors during the whole thing. I mean, come on. Give me a break.
I'm all for it.
Thank you.
I'll text Dougie myself.
I already did.
Dougie, get somebody out there.
It's not an outrageous ask. It's crazy. If people are already on the payroll, they're just chilling. They're probably looking for something to do. That would be my guess. Oh, my God. The silence is deafening.
They can shoot it from the hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could be in it.
They could be in it. They could be in it.
I don't know what Mitch is up to. I don't know what they're doing.
I'm not trying to add work to anybody's plate, but if they're just chilling.
Why do you assume that Mitch wants to go over there?
It doesn't have to be Mitch.
Well, I'm just anybody.
I would assume that maybe somebody wants to do something.
What about Greg?
Yeah, Greg. I would assume someone wants to do something. Maybe not. Maybe I misunderstand the humans and that no one wants to ever work.
I don't think that's the problem.
Oh. What's the problem then?
It just seems a little out of a big ask for the quarantine that we're doing right now.
All right. People are
Most shows aren't doing big productions right now.
Okay. It's not a big production. One guy. That's not a big production. One guy. And last time I checked, when I turned on the news, there are people in studios. There are people at home. There are people all over the place. People doing remotes. People are all everywhere.
You realize you take up one quarter of that screen, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna spend $2,000 shooting your backyard.
Who's gonna spend $2,000? Why would you spend $2,000? Why would you spend $1?
They're just maybe they got to get all the equipment, make sure all that's working.
It's not $2,000. All they got to do is throw their ass in the trunk and drive over.
And then you have Cakes' 1984 leather couch behind him, taking up the other half of the screen.
That's fine.
Hey, easy there.
I want my sponsors to get their shine. I want everything to look good.
Oh, so it comes back to that.
Well, you don't want in the middle of a friggin' global pandemic where advertiser money is short. Let's not pay attention to that.
Well, there's advertiser money on the radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding.
What does Mitch care about your Offenbacher's deal?
Yeah.
Well, he cares when they're spending money on the station. I would think.
Mitch doesn't work for our state radio station.
Okay, the radio station does. You guys act like it's a preposterous ask.
Why can't we just get an answer from McKinney and just put it to rest?
He's not. I've messaged him.
Yeah.
McKinney text me.
Is he going silent?
He told me that he doesn't know. He doesn't know if it'll be able to happen, and that's fine. But it's. I don't think it's a preposterous ask. Why not have a professional camera guy shoot it versus a donk? It's fine. I don't know how to shoot outside. The dark. It's going to be dark.
Here's how Drab wants you to shoot outside. Put an extension cord on your laptop and shoot it the same way you're shooting this right here.
Yeah, I know. All I'm trying to do is keep the sponsors happy and make it look good. But that's fine.
Right. It has nothing to do with your new $100,000 patio you want to show off.
I'm not going to show it off. It'll be a corner of it.
Mitch, turn around. Show everybody what we're doing with back here.
It'll be a corner of it. I've already shown off my deck and patio. It has no furniture. It's going to have one couch and one hot tub, and the rest is empty. Got nothing.
Everybody's felted.
Yeah, it's in the middle of a pandemic. I'm broke.
Why doesn't everyone just come over to your backyard?
I actually thought about that.
Lurch would love it.
We should do a social distancing.
That's news to me.
No, but I know
bring everybody out.
Yeah. I actually thought of that, but I don't want to make everybody get up and drive over.
Yeah. You know what would be similar to that is coming back in studio.
How is that
if everyone can go back and do a show from your house, why can't we do a show from the studio?
Because it's outside. It's a little bit different. They've shown outside is virtually no transmission. Eric, by the way, if you guys are paying attention at all,
on your last day here, you said I'm coming in as long as they got Lysol wipes. I'll be there.
Yeah, started to run short.
No, we got Lysol wipes coming out of our ears here.
It looked like a Jim Baker food bucket. That's how the big Lysol
and
wipes.
And
we
you
have.
Keep saying, you know what? I'm going to be the last one back in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're loving it at home.
I do like it.
We all are.
Who doesn't like it at home?
He's not the only one.
Who doesn't like not having a commute?
Yeah,
commutes stink.
Well, I think a lot of people want to go back to work. Maybe not you guys. I think a lot of people are tired of being in their house.
Occasionally.
We are back to work every single morning.
Yes.
In the office. In the office. Right.
This is the new office.
I like this office.
Go into the empty office and then leave at 10. I mean, what's the difference?
There's no difference. It's fine for now.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at it. See all the defensiveness over there, Jason? You see that?
It was shifted from you to them.
Yeah.
Because you got defensive, let's be honest.
Well, because they're asking, God forbid anybody ask to make something better.
I want something to be better. It's the radio show from 6 to 10.
The radio show's part of it. That takes care of itself. I'm going to be silly on the radio like I am every day. That's not the issue. Why do you question that?
I just like giving you a hard time, Rick. Calm down.
He's just breaking balls.
Yeah, it bothers me. But to act like it's a proposal. No, the giggling from the idiots that it's
Here we go. Why don't you guys turn on your mics more? We need you to laugh more in the background.
No, I do, but
maybe Mitch can remind you to do your in-show reads.
Why? I don't so understand why that's a ridiculous
That's a lot of
ask.
Joning there.
How many times last week did you forget your Paisanos read?
I didn't forget it. It's just
two or three
I have a
times.
Lot of windows open.
I think it's funny, though.
Yeah,
it's,
it doesn't
you know
matter.
What? It's added value because
yeah,
it takes
act
longer.
Like it matters. In fact, it probably helps them. They're getting more plugs than ever.
Yeah, because if I'm spending five figures, I want my host stumbling around trying to find the read.
Well, I got a lot of reads. Sorry.
Hey, you know what? We are super serving Paisanos.
Yeah, I don't think
we're
doing they're
a
unhappy
job promoting them.
In fact, I'm quite sure they're very happy. I know that for a fact. But that's okay. I'm not in a good mood today now.
It's Monday. Yeah. It's Misery Monday.
I'm not either.
Let's just ridicule the guy who's trying to make the show better. Let's just do that. Right? All I've been doing is trying to make the show better. But that's okay. Trying to satisfy the sponsors.
Cakes is the only one that's in a good mood for some reason.
I'm in an okay mood. My allergies are killing me. I might not make it to the end of the show. I'm going to try. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to do my best.
Are you breathing through your mouth?
No, it's my eyes are watering left and right. I need to put drops in. I mean, it's just, this temple's just breaking down. Just right. Every single day, just getting worse and worse.
You got the Bagwells rolling.
Got the bags.
Strong.
Nothing I can do about it. What can you do? All right, so we're gonna train the guns off of EB for the next segment. We're gonna talk to Chris Russell. He's gonna join us, Redskins insider. We'll discuss the Alex Smith Project 11, the latest Redskins moves, and more next with Chris Russell here on 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Happy to be joined now by our good friend, the Rooster, Chris Russell. He's at WrestleMania621 on Twitter. If you follow him on Twitter, you would see that he made a meatloaf with cheap ground beef and sausage. I think it was yesterday. He always has to stress that he finds the cheapest ground beef. It is Chris Russell. What's up, Chris?
Oh, good morning, Kings. That was well done.
Thank you.
I knew that would get some attention,
sure.
So that's why I said it that way. So the cheap ground beef thing, just real quickly, just to clear up, I don't buy, like, bad ground beef. What I do is I buy... like Giant will clear out the ground beef and they'll do it like 40-50% and you freeze it or use it right away. So I froze it and it was fine. It smells good. I mean, as long as you use it right away when you unfreeze it. And I blended it in with a little sweet Italian ground sausage and I smoked it with some applewood. It was delicious.
Look at the gourmet.
It was awesome.
Rooster the gourmet.
Hold on.
Yeah. Impressive.
So when was this? Was this last night?
This was Saturday night.
Oh,
and
Saturday.
Then I had a little bit Saturday night, little bit for lunch Sunday, Jason. And then I went back at it last night with a, what kind of steak was it? It was from Wegmans, a sirloin? Maybe it was just a sirloin. Maybe it was a strip. I can't remember. Whatever it was one of those thick ones, and I had the fire going out on the big green egg, man. Woo! The rooster was cooking.
Sounds like it.
He was.
Sounds like it. So what about tonight?
Finally had some decent weather. You know, I mean, I know it rained much of yesterday, but I caught, like, this window last night before that rain and lightning started to hit, and I mean, I pulled that steak like right off just as it started to rain.
The temperatures yesterday were awesome.
Yeah.
Some people were asking me if I turned the air conditioner on last night. I said, no chance. I said, the ceiling fans were rolling. The oscillating fan was rolling. I had two or three fans in the room. It was perfect.
Exactly.
I was actually sweaty. I had to take my sweats off. I didn't like it. Slept in my shorts, Cakes.
Oh,
froze to death.
That's rare.
Very rare. Very rare.
Eric, you're like a guy that wants it like 85 degrees in the bedroom at night, right?
No, I don't know. I just like to be warm. Ugh. But I was too warm last night. I was like sweating. It sucked. I don't know if this ever happens to you where you're like, I was watching TV last night and then I started to fall asleep. I was like, all right, what am I waiting for? I'll watch The Last Dance later. I'm just going to go to bed. And then I brushed my teeth, cleaned up, and by the time I got to bed, I was wide awake.
You were awake again.
Yeah, it just woke me up again. And then
right.
I was laying there for an hour. It sucks. But meanwhile, I was passed out on the couch like it was over. Does that ever happen to you?
That's why I take the melatonin. I take 2 melatonin at about half hour before I actually want to go to sleep, and it knocks my ass out.
Yeah. Well, you also drink every night, right?
No, that's not true. Even if I don't drink, I just take melatonin. It just knocks me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had some drinks this weekend because it was the birthday weekend.
Right. Right.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yep.
Yeah, the big 5-0, Russell. He's the big 5-0.
Oh, the big kahuna.
Yeah. The All right, so, it is a big kahuna.
So, Russell, I know that you watched Project 11 and you have some thoughts on it. I mean, I think all of us were just sort of struck by how much that family and Alex went through. It was unbelievable, the 17 surgeries. We had heard.
Yeah.
And it had been reported. And, you know, we've even seen images of the leg over the last few months, you know, in the brace. And just you would sneak a peek and try to look at things. I don't think any of us thought it was as carved up as it was by the end of it. And I know for me personally, I said to the boys, I never knew you could get a flesh-eating bacteria out at FedEx Field. Like, how does that happen?
Yeah. Well, you know, I remember when you guys reported what you did way back when, which was, I want to say, like about 2 weeks or so after the initial. I mean, I, you know, look. I know you guys got a lot of, you know, some heat for that and whatever. I mean, I don't remember exactly how you reported it, but I think it all, you know, turned out to be exactly what, you know, you all were saying and hearing. So, you know, I mean, kudos to you guys. So that we'll start with that, number one. Number two, even with that knowledge, even with what I heard behind the scenes, which was a lot of, you know, potential amputation talk. And, you know, I mean, I heard all sorts of different things, but you never know exactly what to believe. And you want to be very, 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 very careful when discussing somebody or just, you know, discussing somebody's medical situation. I even with all that knowledge, I didn't realize it was as bad as it turned out to be. And you mentioned the flesh-eating wound and, you know, Stefania Bell. I talked to her last Thursday morning, and this was, you know, obviously before the documentary, and you just mentioned, like, you know, like the dirty wound and all that. When you – she told me they pulled, like, a fragment of his athletic sock that he wears from, you know, over his foot and all the way up to just below his knee out of the wound. You know, so that had dirt on it from being sacked earlier in the game and maybe even being sacked on that particular play. And when they pulled that portion of the sock out, they believe, and I'm not a doctor here, but that certainly contributed in addition to just the normal open wound and the fracture and everything with that. They believe that's what eventually caused the infection. I guess it doesn't take very much. I mean, I don't know about you all, but back in 2005, I cracked my shin, my right shin, ironically enough, same area, on a door frame. I slipped on ice in Chicago where I was living. And I never had a cut. I never had a wound. But it got infected through, like, what they call microbacteria and through microinfection. And my legs swole up, and I almost had, like, a staph infection. They said if I would have waited, I waited, like, 3 days to go to the hospital and until I couldn't take it anymore. They said if I would have waited, like, another day or two, I may have been facing amputation. That is, that's not a compound fracture. That's not even an open wound like Alex had. I'm not trying to draw the parallel. I'm just saying that's how crazy it can be when it comes to that area of the body and with these infections and all that. So it was just fascinating and awful to learn about all at the same time.
It sounds almost similar to like what happened to Jason Taylor when he was here with the, I think it was when he was here with the Skins with the compartment syndrome, with his leg.
Yeah.
Where if he hadn't gone to the hospital, they said,
I wonder how bad that looked.
Could have lost his leg and or died.
Yeah. I mean, you do not want to mess around. And like, you know, I mean, obviously people understand that, you know, if you're having chest pains or whatever, you don't want to mess around with that. You've got to go and you got to call 911 or you got to get yourself, you know, to the ER or whatever. And in the coronavirus era that we're living in now, if you're not, you know, all sorts of things, people understand that. But I don't know if people, I mean, clearly with Alex, you know, they knew they had to do surgery right away. And even throughout the documentary, you find out that they didn't realize that there was the infection until he started spiking the fever a couple of days out. As a matter of fact, they almost sent them home, you know, and that's how crazy this can be. If you think about, he did the surgery, he seemed to be fine the next morning, you know, that Monday morning, which is just crazy in and of itself. And then they were going to cut him loose on Tuesday, I think it was. And then all of a sudden he starts spiking this fever and it's like 102 plus or whatever it was. And that's when they realize, oh, wait, we might have a potential problem here.
And then how about the Smith family just allowing the cameras to follow them throughout this entire saga? I mean, a year and a half of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty incredible access. And you know, when I was talking to Stefania Bell, you know, about this on Thursday before the documentary came out, she was detailing some of what, you know, like obviously what you saw and how the show opened up on Friday night, which was the trip to San Antonio and the fact that they made two trips to San Antonio. Because why? It's not a normal football injury. It's a military blast injury.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Just try and put that into comprehension. And then just, you know, because I tend to talk too long about this, I don't know if you guys were still with it at the end there. To see that dude not only playing with his kids, but to see him full sprinting straight on was incredible. Because I've seen him on the football field. I've seen him throwing the rock around. I've seen him walking. I've seen him kind of lightly jogging at practice. I haven't seen that. To see him do that a year and what, 15 months or whatever it was, whenever that particular scene was shot, was mind-boggling, incredible. Because he, I mean, I'm slow, but he looked like he was going pretty fast, straight line speed.
So here, let's talk about this for a second, because, you know, just at face value, and when you see it, I remember when it was, related to us, you know, a year and a half ago, whenever it happened, and a doctor said, didn't say it to me directly, but I heard it through a third person, that it was like ridiculous to even ponder the idea of playing again after what he had been through. Mm-hmm. And when you see the pictures, now you understand. But let's talk this out. So, like, broken bones happen. They put rods in or whatever they do, and guys have come back from broken legs. It just if they get – they obviously – we had a guy call in, said they did the same thing with his wife's foot. They put these slabs of muscle on around him from different parts of his body, and then, you know, it's his speculation that they'll shave it down and make it look a little normal or whatever. Let's try to talk about the plausibility of him potentially coming back. If the bone has healed correctly and they have enough flesh and muscle around it to protect it and, you know, he can move – I mean, is this a possibility that we can't even fathom?
I think he's going to try. I don't know what the you know, there's a difference between being medically cleared and being able to do what we saw at the very end and through all the rehab and, again, just the straight line speed or the straight line running that he did at the very end and being able to play football, right? Shanahan used to tell Grant and I and the reporters all the time, there's a difference between cardiovascular shape and football shape.
Right.
Now, in this particular case, nobody worries that Alex Smith is going to be in bad cardiovascular shape, but is he going to be able to be in football shape? That I don't know. I mean, clearly he can throw. Clearly he can run. Clearly he has the desire to play again. And I would just say this, and you guys talked to Ron last week. I talked to Ron the week before, just right before the draft, and you know, on and off the record. And you know, I mean, the sense that you get – at least, is they are not closing the door by any means. And I don't think that's fake. I don't know if it's going to be reality, but I don't think it's fake. And until they say that this dude can't play and cannot practice and is potentially hurting himself or just doesn't have it anymore for whatever reason, because, I don't know, he can't roll on a bootleg out of the pocket, I'm not going to say no. Whereas before this documentary, I was probably about 99%, 99.5% no. Now I'm like, well, you know what? I still don't believe he'll play, but I'm a lot less than 99%. I can just be honest with you saying that. Now, again, I'm not a medical doctor. All I know is football, you know?
Yeah. We're joined by Chris Russell, Redskins insider for 106.7 The Fan. So let's just assume he's not able to make it all the way back. Mm-hmm. If I'm Ron Rivera, I find a place for Alex Smith on my staff. He's going to be I don't care what his title is, a quality control consultant, assistant quarterbacks coach. I want him there to mentor Dwayne Haskins. If he can't be on the field helping the team, he can, you know, be there at every practice helping Dwayne Haskins along, because even though he was the number one pick, he went through a lot of adversity throughout his career, as we saw featured in Project 11.
No doubt, no doubt. And, you know, Alex wasn't out there every single day in practice like the last couple of months of last year that I saw. I mean, maybe I missed him at times, but he would be out there some days and certainly around the building, and I'm sure he would be around the building even more. And, hell, you know, the Redskins are stuck, no matter whether he plays or not, as we know, with a $21.4 million cap charge. Of course it's going to be fascinating to see whether he can play again or not. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, it'll be fascinating to see what happens next year when they can – and, I mean, I hate to break it down. It's not the money. It's the cap space and the cap situation. It's going to be fascinating to see what they do a year from now when they can get out of it for, you know still some dead money, but they can get out of the contract for a reasonable amount of dead money in terms of the salary cap. So that's a thing that I'm already and have been already, you know, kind of wondering and thinking about. But as far as his mentorship to Dwayne Haskins, Haskins even said on Twitter on Saturday, hey, look, you know, he's been really good to me. He's helped me already. So, Case, to your question, yeah, hell yeah, he's going to be able to help him. He's going to be able to help Kyle Allen. He should be able to help anyone and everyone because he's going to be around even if he doesn't play, even if he retires, even if he just is on, you know, the physically unable to perform list. He is absolutely going to be there. And you know what? Dwayne Haskins needs to model his work ethic, his determination, everything that Alex Smith has become from skinny little kid who nobody wanted in his freshman year of college, the way Urban Meyer basically dismissed him at Utah, to what he built into as the number one overall pick is an incredible, incredible ride.
What exactly is he owed in salary for the next 2 years?
So salary, I don't have Jason right in front of me, but here the cap numbers is $21.4 million this year, and that's happening no matter what.
Right.
Next year, the contract for the final 2 years is not guaranteed at all. Hmm. However, the dead money is a total of $10.8 million. $10.8 million. So if the Redskins, if he were to retire before June 1st of, 2021, mm-hmm. then basically the Redskins would take a $10.8 million dead cap hit on the 2021 cap. If it was designated a post-June 1st thing under the new CBA, they could split it up and it would be like 5.4 in 2021 and 5.4 in 2022, and it gets complicated. So he's got his money. That's not the issue, and Dan is gladly paying that. That's the last thing that Dan's worried about. To me, and I maybe this makes me sound like a jerk, you know, it is a competitive it's a competitive blow, quite honestly, in a league where, you know, you have to be perfect a lot of times when you have these kind of cap, quote-unquote, penalties like they're dealing with now. And maybe that, again, is callous on my end to say that, but similar to what they dealt with, and this was their own fault in 2012 and 2013, it makes every other decision you make have to turn in when you have this kind of blow to your salary cap.
Mm-hmm. Rooster, thank you as always. It's Chris Russell at WrestleMania621. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
There's never been a better time to clean out your garage than right now. Get rid of that old car or motorcycle. We'll even take the ATV or the jet ski like John B. used in Outer Banks that you haven't used in years, because when you donate to the Purple Heart Foundation, you're helping a veteran in need. It's free, tax deductible, and the drivers are adhering to strict risk avoidance pickups. You won't even have to go outside. Schedule your pickup today at 888-414-4483 or visit purpleheartcars.org. That's 888-414-4483 or visit purpleheartcars.org.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cakes.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. If you miss any part of today's show, it's not a problem. Now you can rewind up to 24 hours with radio.com's rewind feature. Just download the app, select our station, and go back in time.
Want to thank our good friends at Wave Soda, our new clients, new sponsors. I believe they're sponsoring the entertainment page and buying full schedule, all that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're awesome. Started by a longtime Junks listener who used to listen back in the HFS days.
Yeah.
Now, I think he's based out in California somewhere.
Carlsbad.
Carlsbad.
It's right there on the can, Ricky.
That's really nice.
Matt Noon.
And if you're into like low sugar, that kind of thing, naturally sweetened.
Pass the sugar.
Soda, this is your deal right here. I actually need this because it's got some of these have their own natural caffeines in them. And my coffee machine is Dunsky. We had to throw it away. The button wasn't working.
Before you get rid of that old coffee machine, what you should be doing is smashing the button on your computer and ordering a new one.
No, they did. They did. My daughters and my wife ordered one yesterday. And I actually said, do one where we got to do like curbside pickup or immediate whatever. I don't think I'm going to have one for quite a few days. They ordered some fancy thing. But the Wave Soda is my wake up this morning because it's naturally infused, the blueberry, I believe, with caffeine. Now, some have no caffeine.
Yeah.
But check it out. Long-time listeners of the show. This is their company, so we love them. So thank you.
Thank you to Nat Noon. He's the founder and CEO. You check him out at wavesoda.com. Yeah, they sent a nice box, little gift.
Yeah, gear. Yep. I love this hoodie.
That's right. It's very nice.
It's really nice gear. Got a bunch of tees and all that.
As soon as that came out of the package, my daughter swiped it.
Because she loves hoodies.
She saw that, and she put it on immediately.
Yeah. No, did you get the same color?
Same exact.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's nice and drab. Drab t-shirt would love one of those.
Yeah. Because
it's like drab olive color.
Yeah. It's actually a really cool sweatshirt.
Yes.
Very cool. Big time into it.
So thank you to our new sponsors. All right, every day at 7:45, we take a look back at what the Nats did on their run to the 2019 World Series title. Today we're going to look back at just a hero, Max Scherzer, as he strikes out JT Realmuto for his 10th K, his 10th punch out, while playing with a broken nose. Here's your Nats World Series Rewind.
It's the World Series Rewind, presented by Waldorf Honda, the first and largest remote car delivery dealership for sales and service in the DMV area. Waldorf Honda has kept it simple. Visit their website, waldorfhonda.com.
24,220. Waiting to see if Scherzer can strike out three in a row after the leadoff double. With a look of determination, he takes in the sign. It's 1-2. The pause. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a slider. Max Scherzer with a broken nose has struck out 10 Philadelphia Phillies over 7 shutout innings. 88th career double-digit strikeout game, 6 this year. He is worth every penny and more, and these fans love it.
That was nearly a year ago today. That was June 19th of 2019, and the Nats improved to 35-38 with that win. That was game 2 of a doubleheader.
Remember it like it was yesterday. Obviously, all of us seeing that black eye, wondering what this guy going to do. And to be able to come back just the next day and
incredible.
Do that is unbelievable.
Yep.
And again, hearing those cheers, just it makes me so sad because even if we get baseball back, which I want, I'll take it with no fans. How's that moment going to play out with no fans cheering?
Well,
it's
going to
be
cheer at home.
It's you'll bizarre.
You'll have to make up for it by cheering louder at home, EB. Or
I think
booing
it's just
louder
dumb.
At home. When you see something you don't like, you boo louder.
I have taken this pandemic very seriously. You know this. Documented. But outdoor transmission, they're showing, is almost virtually nothing. They should have, okay, if you don't want to have a full stadium, I get it. Let's work our way up to it. They should have 10,000 fans at least. They should space it out, have some fans around.
So every game should look like a Marlins game? Like a well-attended Marlins game?
It's better than nobody.
You know, I think they're going to inch their way towards that. What about every other seat or two seats?
Yeah, just exactly. Let's do it by a third. Let's have it a third full. So
it'll look weird.
It'll look weird. But until people reach a comfort level, there's no reason for an empty stadium. If we're allowing people at beaches, we want people to go for walks and runs and, 6 feet away, that's fine. Let's do it.
Well, people are clearly getting more comfortable, it seems like, on a daily basis. On the Roosters Twitter page,
yeah,
he retweeted a picture of, I guess there's a new Air Jordan release. And the picture that he tweeted, there were a couple hundred people in line. And trust me, they were not 6 feet apart. They were stacked and packed on top of each other.
Right.
And you're starting to see that in pockets across the country. You saw it in California over the weekend.
You see the footage of the people watching the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels in town?
Yeah. I mean,
there were people everywhere.
Now, they were
outside.
Right.
And it's fine. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but, I mean, it's not like everyone is just staying in the house. They're just not.
You're not supposed to. I mean, you're not meant to be in the house all the time.
Correct.
Now listen, I rest in peace my mentions if I say this, but there's some people that I follow, and one guy basically boiled it down to this. And this is a guy, I don't know what his credentials are, but he's a blue checkmark guy. And he said, basically, the data is in, and if you're in a nursing home or you're sick, this is worse than the flu. It could be a nightmare. It could kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're everybody else, it's basically like the flu. And for younger people, it's less than the flu.
Right.
So basically the dividing line is nursing home and sick and everybody else.
And those people can stay away from the stadium.
And those people we need to protect.
Yeah.
Of course. And they need to protect themselves.
Well, that's why I was saying I don't think it's a big issue to send kids back to college in the fall.
Yeah, I think 99%,
95% of the campus are young kids.
Yeah, they have to worry about the professors, so the professors are going to have to maybe be socially distanced and maybe one-on-one meetings with professors and that sort of thing. And,
Big deal. Kids don't want that anyway. You think kids want to meet with their professors in a one-on-one basis?
Right.
No chance.
So, I don't know. I just empty stadiums is just stupid to me.
It's going to start that way, though. We're going to have to deal with it.
Why don't we start with 10,000? Spread them out.
By the way, did you see the story of the weekend that MGM, they were going to offer the NBA an entire city block and all their hotels for all the NBA players and their families?
No.
And they were going to play games in I don't know, Mandalay Bay or wherever.
Oh, really?
So MGM, let's just say they have five hotels on the strip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
They were going to shut
which
down.
They do.
Which they do, maybe yeah. more. They were going to shut down the entire city block, and it was going to be all NBA players, NBA staff,
can you
families.
Imagine?
And they would just play the regular season out there.
Imagine what a party that would be. That would be unbelievable.
I mean, there wouldn't be any fans.
You'd have to hope the players are pro. The party at the beginning, but then after a little bit, the Vegas thing wears off. Right? After two or three days in Vegas, you're like, I need to hit the brakes here.
True,
I'm going to die.
Well, no, there wouldn't be anything open. The point is they would all be in one city, and they could play their games there.
Well,
so it's not like the casinos would be open.
Why open it up for the players and their fans? You don't think they would?
No, they would not. They would not.
Why not?
In fact, not all of the hotels were on board. It was just the MGM hotels.
Well, yeah, just do it at the MGM resort.
Yeah, well, that's what they were going to do. They offered it up to the NBA and the WNBA.
And they turned it all down?
Well, I don't know if they turned it down or if they're pondering it or.
Right.
I mean, it's not like they announced any plans, so maybe they did say, no, we just can't do it. Maybe they want to spread it out into certain cities. But that would have been really cool.
Yeah.
We just need to get something on the books.
Yeah, well, the golf is coming. We're inching towards it. I know that Tiger's been in the news lately, this whole Tiger story about running, ruining his body. We could get into that at some point. When is the Tiger Phil thing? They're saying on the ESPN story that I read that the date is not firm.
I think
is
it's
that
set.
True?
I think they're targeting Memorial Day weekend.
But it's not set.
No, I don't think it's set at all, no.
Jeez.
I think that's just the target date.
When we come back, we will dive into the Junkies sports page. Jason will take you through every bout that's on the upcoming UFC card. He'll tell you who he likes, who he doesn't like, and more coming up next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.